This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, December 4th, 2023. We begin Tet Amud Aleph, 9a, the first section. It's the black text. So yesterday, Friday, we saw, right, there was an opinion that said, this, right, the 50th year, Yovel Hi, it's a jubilee year, comes to exclude the possibility of extending the Yovel into the 10 days into the 51st year, right, up to Yom Kippur of the 51st year. So now we ask V'Rabbanan, right, the Chachamim who don't require that, right, they don't think we need a Pasuk to teach us that we don't go into the 51st year, right, so what do they do with that Pasuk, right, where it says it's the 50th year is Yovel. Of course the 50th year is Yovel. That's the 50th year. What does that come to teach us? Shnas Chamishim Atamone. You count, this is the 50th year. V'i Atamone, and you don't count Shnas Chamishim V'achas, you don't count it as the 51st year. So that's a little bit cryptic. Right? But let's read the next three lines. We'll come back, we'll understand it. So that is La Fuke Mid Rabbi Yehuda. That is to come to the, right, exclude the position of Rabbi Yehuda de Amar, who says Shnas Chamishin Ola Lekan Ulekan, that the 50th year counts this way and that way. Kamash Velandelo. This comes to teach us, according to the Chachamim, that not. So what's happening here? So there is a fundamental argument that the 50th year is the 50th year standalone Yovel, and then the next year is the first year of the next of the seven-year Shemitah cycle, which means we count in blocks of 50. Every 7 years is a full Shemitah cycle. There's seven of those is 49. Year 50 is Yovel, and then year 51 is year one, and we keep going again, 49-1 gives us 50, 49-1, 50, that's how we go, or no. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't count in blocks of 50, we count in blocks of 49. Right, year number one is Shemitah, okay, it goes seven cycles of whatever it is, but year 49 is the end of that last is Shemitah. Year 50 is also year one, right? So the Yovel also is the beginning of the next Shemitah cycle. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The 50th year, Yovel, he say the Chachamim, that is only the 50th year. It's not the 51st, i.e. it's not the next, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. That's what they learned from the Pasuk. Okay, Udemosif and Mechol al HaKodesh Minalan, right, this idea, this is just like the general question. We're talking about extending Shemitah and whatnot. Where do we have the idea? Where do we know that we should extend from, right, the Kodesh, that this the sacred should extend into the profane? To Tanya, right, we learned in a Braisa, V'charish uvekatzir tishpot, with regard to plowing and harvesting, we should cease. We should rest. Right, that's what it says by the Shemitah year. Of course we should, right? That's what we shouldn't do during the Shemitah year. So Bekiva Omer, right, Bekiva says, Eino tzarech lomar charish v'katzir shel shviyis. That pasuk can't be referring to plowing and harvesting of the seventh, the Shvi'i, the Shemitah year. Shaharei kvar nemar, the Torah already tells us, sadchalo tizra, right? That you can't plow the field, and the karmachalo tizmor, and you can't do the vineyard, etc., etc., etc. So if we already know that you can't work the field in the Shemitah year, what does this pasuk becharish vekatzir tishpot come to teach us? Right? It can be referring to the seventh year itself that you can't plow and harvest. Ella, rather, charish shel erev shvi'is hanichnas l'shvi'is. It is the plowing of the seventh year, of the sixth year as you enter the seventh year. Vekatzir shel shvi'i hayotze l'motze shvi'is. And it is the harvesting of the seventh year that extends into the eighth year. Rabbi Yishmael does not use that pasuk in this way. Rabbi Yishmael does not learn from uvecharish uvekatzir tishpot that it applies to the end of the sixth and the beginning of the eighth. We're extending Shemitah right, the holy onto the profane, the sixth and the eighth year. Rather, he says, Macharish Rishut, Avkatzir Rishut. Just like plowing is optional, you don't have to plow. If you don't want to, right, you can make pottery. So too, harvesting is a Rishus. Right? It's not never mandatory to go and harvest. You can go into real estate. You can go into business. You can, you know, be a shepherd. Yatzak Tzir HaOmer Shehu Mitzvah comes to exclude the cutting of the Omer, the barley offering that is given on the 16th of Nisan, that's a mitzvah, which means the Torah is specifically telling us that voluntary cutting, right, harvesting, and voluntary plowing, that's what's prohibited on Shemitah. But if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, if it's for the Omer, that is permitted on Shemitah. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. But now we ask Rabbi Shmuel, you just use Vekatzir, Chavish Vekatzir Tishbo to teach me about the Omer. Where do you learn that you can, right, Mosif and Mechol al HaKodesh, that you can take some of the profane and make it holy, extend the holiness? Right, Rabbi Shmuel, Mosif and Mechol al HaKodesh mean nothing. Where does he learn that from? He doesn't use Vecharish Vekatzir Tishbo because he learned it from something else. So Nafgalemi the Tanya, he learns it out from a Brisa, which says, right, famous pasuk by Yom Kippur, V'initem et nafshotechem b'tisha. Right, the pasuk says that you afflict your soul on the ninth at night. Now that's a weird pasuk, because usually it should just tell us on the 10th, and we know that in Jewish law, the 10th starts the night before, just like Shabbos is the seventh day. It starts on Friday night. So why does the pasuk say that you afflict your soul b'tisha on the ninth at night? So yachol b'tisha, you might think really it's on the ninth day. Talmud lomar ba'erev. No, but then it says at night. Right, we're going to stop right in the middle of Rabbi Shmuel's proof. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.